Why, he was just lucky I was such a kind and generous dog. Otherwise, I might have... I hopped down off the woodpile and walked boldly up to Mr. Phony Rottweiler and put my nose in his left flank. He growled. Big deal. I gave him one right back, and mine was twice as awesome as his.
You best keep your distance, cowdog.
Oh yeah? Tell that to Drover. He might be impressed. Before I could give the big chicken liver the thrashing he so richly deserved, Joe McCall rushed in and snapped a chain around his neck and led him away to the pickup. When I saw that the chain was secured to the racks of the pickup, I dived off the porch and went streaking out into the yard. Slim tried to hold me back, but my thirst for revenge was just too great. I gave the mutt a burst of savage warning barks. And let that be a lesson to you, Mr. Phony Rottweiler. If you ever set foot on this ranch again, you won't be walking like a fat duck anymore. You won't even be walking because you won't have any legs. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet. I got him towed, yes, sir. And the big lug was so shocked, so scared, so amazed, he didn't even bark back. He just gave me that ugly stare and rumbled,
"You're such a loser."
They drove away. I lobbed a few more barks at them from the gravel drive just to make sure they didn't stop or loiter on their way out. Then I turned and marched proudly back to the porch. Slim was there, leaning against a porch post and running a toothpick through his teeth. I could see that he was impressed.
"You know, Hank, there's certain times when a dog ought to keep his mouth shut. But some dogs learn harder than others."
Okay, so maybe he wasn't impressed. Did I care? Heck no. I had done my job and had sent the Rottweiler packing. And it was just too bad that Slim didn't appreciate the high quality of my work. He was the same guy, you might remember, who had dumped a pot of water on me in the middle of the night. That's how much he knew about ranch security. Zero. Well, by then it was past 8 o'clock and time to start the day's work. Slim hooked up the stock trailer, saddled a horse, and loaded him in the trailer. As he was walking towards the pickup, he saw me and Drover sitting in front of the barn.
"I'm going up on the flats to check on them steers. Y'all wanna tag along?"